creating your temple of light. Greetings. Begin by simply relaxing and yet maintaining a certain alertness in your mind. Relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, searching for that alert place within the center of your mind so that you can go on this guided journey, aware of a new part of yourself, able to go to places that you cannot go in the physical world, free to climb to the top of the mountain where your temple awaits you. Imagine that you are walking across a meadow. It's a very large and beautiful meadow. There are wild flowers all over this meadow, and they are of every color. They are orange and red and yellow. They're blue and purple. There's white flowers, every shade of every color that you have ever imagined a flower could be. Look all around you, for there are trees in this meadow, some of them bearing fruit, some of them very large and very old. And then you may notice, over to one side of your meadow is a mountain stream and a wooden bridge where you can cross it. Begin to move toward this bridge. Far just to the right of the bridge stands a very beautiful mountain. And there is a path that leads to the top of it. Cross the bridge and decide that you will climb to the top and that you will find the sacred space that has been prepared for you, and there build your temple. The temple from which you will do your spiritual transformation work. From which you will build your bridge of light to many destinations. As you climb, notice if there is anything blocking your path. If it is small, simply walk around it. If it completely blocks your path and obstructs your way to reach the top, find a way to move it, to go around it, or to climb over it. For there will be a way if your will is strong and your mind is focused. Now the path may get steeper just about now, for you are nearing the midway point of the mountain, and the climb begins to be quite steep in places. Hold on with your hands if you need to. You can make it, and it's very important that you do so. Good. you are walking alone up this mountain. And yet as you near the top, you may sense that you are not truly alone at all. That there is a great energy of great minds and intelligences awaiting you at the top. It may seem as if they are assisting you to find the way, to clear your path, and to step up to the very last steps. Now begin to notice, just by an inner sense, exactly the location here where the energies seem to merge, a place that almost beckons you, summoning you to stand in the center of it, a place of power, a sacred place to build your temple, or else to rediscover that it's already here. You may find here a structure that is quite beautiful. Even if you do not see any walls, they still may be here, and yet they are on this subtle plane, on the etheric plane. They are made of the substance which your soul has sent forth. They are not of the physical plane. Gradually, your eyes become accustomed to the light here. For there is quite a bright light, and it seems to emanate from within your temple walls. Construct this building, or change it in any way you wish, until it matches the beauty and the divinity of your soul in the best way that you know how. You will be guided as you do so. For construction on this level of light is instantaneous. It's flexible and may change each time you come, each time becoming more beautiful, with more light emanating from within it. Now notice the door to your temple. Look closely, for you may find your name carved on this door. Temple of Light. And your name. There may be other symbols as well, carefully carved by hand, apparently a long time ago. Feel the texture of this carving. Each symbol that you discover here will tell you what 1,000 words cannot say. It speaks to your higher mind, and gradually that wisdom filters into your conscious mind. Notice the doorknob that will open this door. How it is made. And then making an inner commitment that you will begin your true work of transformation here, and that you will not stop until you have accomplished what your soul has come here to do. And open the door and step inside the entrance. Behold your temple of light, carrying the energy of your soul. Sustained by many very loving and compassionate, very intelligent beings of light. Sit in the center. Create a place for you to do your work of transformation. And notice that there is a small flame, a white flame, a cool fire, right in the center of your temple. This is the energy that is here already from your soul. It represents the true source of your life, the true energy behind your mind, even behind your body. After you have created this very comfortable place in the center with a desk, a chair, a mat to sit on, begin to look around the room and create the details of your temple, noticing the texture. Is there a skylight? Are the walls of alabaster or crystal? Are a soft textured fabric? Is it an open walled temple? Notice the light within your temple. How the walls seem to emanate with this light. And then create a very large gemstone to magnify the work that you will be doing. It could be a ruby or an emerald, a diamond, a tanzanite, an amethyst, whatever stone carries the highest energy for you, and it can weigh hundreds of pounds, or you create it by your focused mind on this sacred mountain. Some of the time, you may hear faint temple bells when you are here. You may also sense the note of your soul. For as you build your bridge of light, your soul will be able to sound its note more and more clearly. Thank you. This room is in harmony with your soul and with your higher self. In time, you will become so sensitive here to the guiding intelligence of your own soul as the energy pours in from your bridge of light to you, to your mind, and to your body, that you can come here in an instant by simply placing your right hand over your heart from wherever you are. Ask now what you might do this week in order to bring the energy of your temple into your everyday life, in order to enjoy the harmony and the beauty and the light that is here, whether you are at home or at work or with friends. This is your temple. Before you leave, make the sacred word of Om as a sign of your deep and sincere commitment. For it is the sacred word that will fill your temple with even more light